The recent shooting of a zoo gorilla in Cincinnati focused attention on endangered species and the permitting scheme that allows them to, for example, come into the United States. And that scheme is of interest to Pennsylvania 13th District Democratic Congressman Brendan Boyle. Congressman Boyle, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Great to be on.
This scheme has been described as pay-to-play. Would you explain?
Yeah, and frankly, that's my description, and it's an accurate one, unfortunately. You know, we've had the Endangered Species Act for over 40 years, and it is intended to protect very rare, unique animal life.
Including gorillas.
Including gorillas, including Cecil the lion, who was killed a year ago. The only problem is that the way it's been interpreted for years now by the Fish and Wildlife Service is that any game hunter or anyone with some money, as low as $1,000, can tell them they're going to make a donation and get an exemption where basically they can get around and violate the express intent of the Endangered Species Act. It's really outrageous.
To whom is the donation made?
Well, that's another part of the outrage. So, first, there isn't anything on paper. They just promise they'll make a donation. In a number of cases, no money is donated at all. And in those cases where there have been donations, and we've documented over 1,000 of them in the last 5 years, they can actually be to nonprofits that have nothing to do with conservation or animal preservation.
Have you had the opportunity to speak with Fish and Wildlife Service Director Daniel Ash about the matter?
So I sent a very detailed 5-page letter to him a couple weeks ago, detailing what we found in terms of the pay-to-play scheme, showing how we believe that this is clearly in violation of the Endangered Species Act, and specifically laying out 7 key areas of concern. We have not yet heard back at all from the Fish and Wildlife Service.
Congressman Boyle, we did raise this issue with the chief operating officer at the Philadelphia Zoo, Dr. Andrew Baker. Let's give a listen to his assessment.
I will say that our own experience has been that U.S. Fish and Wildlife has looked very closely at our application. We had to provide additional information, even in cases where I felt like we had demonstrated a tremendous amount of engagement with species.
So it sounds like there's due diligence on the part of the zoo, but you're saying it's the Fish and Wildlife Service that's falling down on this.
Yeah, and I don't doubt that the Philadelphia Zoo and other responsible actors are acting in a proper way. That's not the concern or problem. The problem is the numerous unvetted, both domestic and foreign charities that are receiving this money and, as I mentioned, have not been vetted at all. Not to mention the fact that this is even happening in the first place. You know, the reason why there was this one narrow exemption carved into the Endangered Species Act was to attempt to improve the overall animal life. If there was a humanitarian reason, if there was a scientific reason, that tiny, narrow exemption is being interpreted in such a broad way that any sort of game hunter is able to get this exemption provided they make a donation in order to get it.
Does that include the famous case last year about that Minnesota dentist?
Well, so that actually started, the Cecil the Lion case started my interest in this area, and it turns out that unfortunately at that time the lion was not part of the Endangered Species Act, but that is a perfect example of the kind of game hunter who can make a donation and in return receive this sort of exemption.
Is there a counter-argument to be made? It seems on the face of it that it's a version of pay-to-play.
You know, I really try to go to great efforts to imagine the argument on the other side on any issue. But in this case, it really stretches the imagination to come up with even a plausible explanation for what the Fish and Wildlife Service is allowing to happen.
Even worse, some might say that some of this money, these so-called donations, could end up in the hands of those who rely on trading animals for funds for who knows what.
Well, correct. So when I talked about unvetted foreign organizations, that was exactly what I was hinting toward. You know, the Endangered Species Act was not created so that way we could help trophy hunters kill exactly the kind of animals and animal life that we're attempting to preserve.
Have you gotten much response from your constituents about this effort?
Yeah, well, my constituents in Montgomery County and in Philadelphia, but also I've really been struck by the intensity of the response around the country, that people who just assumed that with the Endangered Species Act that we were protecting and that our government was protecting this form of animal life, that in fact the very people who should be doing the protection were actually aiding and abetting a complete contravention of the intent of the ESA.
If you find ultimately that Daniel Ash, director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's answers to your questions are not satisfactory, what steps could be taken next?
Well, we've had discussions both internally here in Congress and with the administration on what the next steps would be. That includes a full congressional report. Keep in mind, a number of the things that I've talked about aren't just unfounded allegations or things that we found. The Congressional Research Service has documented exactly what I've been talking about. So this is pretty well documented, and I think taking the next step, having a committee hearing with subpoena power, raising this at a higher level with the administration, those are just a number of the tools that are at our disposal to make sure in the end of the day we get this stopped.
Congressman Boyle, thanks so much for taking time to explain the issue to our audience.
All right, thank you.